You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Disappointing night for the US women's national team, who had such big expectations coming into this match. Ali, you talked about this being their toughest test to date, no doubt, in the competition so far. But how will Twyla reflect on that performance and where things went wrong? Because it felt like quite a few things tonight.
Yeah, they definitely looked panicked and frantic. We weren't able to really build that well out of the back. I remember just a handful of times when we were successful breaking lines. I think Becky had played a ball into Sam Coffey. Sam Coffey turns, plays a ball into Lindsay Horan. She unfortunately gets fouled, but that was one of the moments where we were finding success. So we needed to do that more often. We needed to find more width. I think, you know, at times, even in the second half, Trinity and Alex were too narrow, almost holding hands. And in the previous games where, you know, they found consistency in the final third was when they had width and they were creating numbers up situations wide in the wide areas. But I do think a bit tonight with the relationships between the players looked a little bit off. Mm. They were disconnected. We were just disorganized in the back at times where, you know, Abby and Becky were caught with 2v2. And that's just obviously defending, you know, facing our own goal oftentimes, which is really, really difficult. Mm-hmm. So I think it just felt lackluster to me and not what we've seen in the past two games. And what we spoke about before is that consistency against any opponent. We have to continue to build off of the two previous games. And I think tonight it just wasn't there. But credit to Mexico, like you said, Darian, they had a complete performance. They had a complete game. They were, I wrote down, solid and organized, relentless, defending. You could tell they were hunting in packs. They wanted it. And that was the difference tonight. I think mentality plays a huge piece in that.
They only had one shot on target, but in some way, Ali, was this almost inevitable given the amount of changes that we've seen in the last few games? I mean, what was it, 7 changes coming into today's match? Is that a tough ask for players, or would you still expect more from them?
I mean, I would always expect more from them because, yeah, you build relationships over time, and that's why we've been successful in the past in big tournaments, because you have your starting 11, usually 6-7 months out is what, you know, I was always used to. Mm-hmm. And now there's more rotations and there's, you know, different formations and personnel, and you it takes time to build that. But these players need to show up in these big moments. You know, big players show up in big games. And when you get the opportunity, that's, you know, that can't be the excuse. You know, you play week in and week out in club. You're playing at a high level. You just played 3 days ago. You know, they're playing good football at the moment. I think we weren't able to build out because Mexico had just such a good game plan. High press, were nonstop. They look fit. They, even under pressure, they were able to, you know, play out of it, calm and collected.
Was Naomi Girma a big miss tonight for you?
Yes, exactly. I feel like, I don't know if she's, you know, limited in minutes or, you know, maybe, you know, has a little knock or, you know, something going on, which is why she wasn't out there. But that's definitely a miss for us in the back. Recently, I just feel like we are so much more organized. And, you know, when she's back there, you feel safe. You feel confident, and she's able to organize and keep everyone, you know, connected and just keep a solid line. And I think tonight that was definitely missing.
Mm-hmm. I think 14 years it's been since Mexico got a result against the US. In some ways, Ali, obviously this is a result that's going to hurt tonight, but does this do good things for the team moving forward in sort of a reality check way?
Yes, because I'll never forget that game in Mexico, in Cancun, when we were there for the World Cup qualifiers, because we almost didn't make it. And that was such a tough match for us, but they came out to play and they performed well. And it reminds me of this. And after that game, I remember going to Italy because that was the wild card game. And we had to go there, we had to win. So it changed our mentality. We started to come together, figure out the details, what went right, what went wrong. Obviously, more things went wrong that night than right, but we fixed it and we turned it around. And I think that it was, yeah, beneficial for us to kind of have that moment. It was kind of a check moment to say, listen, this is a game where you have to show up, and if you don't show up, you're not going to continue. And tonight, I think if they, you know, look at the little details that, you know, can get better, they're going to be able to turn around for the next round. I mean, they have to. Now it's a, you know, lose and you go home situation. So they have to figure out how to stay connected, how to come out just like the first two games that they've had.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, the U.S. women's national team and the fans will be disappointed, but you know who's not? Jenny Ruiz Williams, a former Mexican international. Jenny, I mean, what a result that is for Mexico. What did they do so well tonight to be able to get that win?
What a golazo at the end by Pelayo. That sent chills. I mean, that sealed the deal. Big difference was I don't think that the U.S. were prepared for the 4-3-3 that Mexico played in. I think that was brilliant. I think Pedro Lopez really showed his maturity and professionalism as a coach. I think he was brilliant. I think the team was brilliant. Luna was amazing. You kept hearing her name. Another unsung hero of the night is Nieto. She covered so much ground. She was fantastic. Ovalle, obviously, and Palacios was just hunting everything. Ali, you mentioned this. They looked fit. They were buzzy. They all wanted to do the dirty, nasty details to get the job done. You can see their heart on their jersey. Like, that was, I'm fired up. I think they've played better than they have before. And I think it started with the press you guys have been mentioning from the top going down to the bottom. But to be fair, were they tested? I didn't think that back row was much. I mean, Trinity Rodman had that little go ahead was from just a vertical ball and a ricochet. That was it. I think that the U.S. overcomplicated everything, and Mexico was able. They were predicting and they were able to solve it. They were fantastic.
Jenny, what result does this mean for Mexico? Not only just for the players and the team, but for the country. Just to see, because of, you know, previously they haven't gotten the results that they've wanted. But now you see a Mexican team who came into this tournament, you know, game one, they built off of it to game two, and then game two built off of that to game three, now beating the U.S., one of the best teams in the world. What does this mean to them?
Belief. It's huge. I think you heard it from Alex Morgan in her interview that the world is catching up, and Mexico this is belief. They've been living professional careers, professional lives as players, and this is the product of it. I think that they're going to go in feeling like a CONCACAF queen right now. And I hope they're showered, and I no doubt they're showered with humility by this, because you've kind of poked a bear, right, with the U.S. And I'm excited already, looking forward to the next matchup that they'll have with them. But belief would be the word I'd give you for that.
And it was nice, Jenny, to see the scenes at the end of the match and just what it meant to the players out on the pitch. You said the belief will be at an all-time high now. They've just won Group A. Have your expectations changed now of this team moving forward, seeing what they could do tonight?
Oh, absolutely. What was so exciting was when you looked at that sub change with Ordóñez was coming in, and then Pelayo was coming in, and wow, they're deep. Mexico is deep. It's not a starting 11. Like, they're deep, which is unique. This is the first time I've seen them so deep. So that's exciting. My expectations are extremely high. I am excited. I wish I was on the desk to put my arm around you guys. I know that must hurt, and I feel that pain. I've been on that desk with the pain of a loss, but I'm very pleased for Mexico.
We wish you were here too, as well, Jenny. You are a coach, though. When you think of this team, and obviously we talked about it before the game began, you know, how far this Mexican national team has come since the W Championship, where they played on home soil and they had so many problems. You know, it was lackluster on the pitch. They had a lot of problems off the pitch. How much credit do you give to Pedro Lopez, who has completely changed this team around?
Yeah, I think he's implementing a fantastic style. The defensive pressure and urgency. I mean, I think he's identified what it is to play for Mexico, right? Is this relentless pursuit of pressing and hunting, right? In the Mexico DNA, if you're not attacking, you are upsetting the fan base. You're upsetting the people, the Mexican fans. So they are an attacking team. They're a hunting team. How fun were they to watch? I mean, a little bit of your heartstrings were maybe pulling for them because of how exciting and how they desired it so much. So this was a really big for Pedro Lopez. Very exciting for Mexico.
Oh, good stuff, Jenny. Honestly, it was a great performance from Mexico tonight. I've loved hearing your insight for them. I know you're absolutely thrilled for the team. And best of luck to Mexico moving forward, because now, you know what? I think high expectations for them and this team after that win tonight. We'll see you soon. Congrats.
Thank you.
Stay with us. We've got more reacts to come from Carson, California. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the U.S. came up short tonight against Mexico as they failed to score against them for the first time in their history. And Mexico limited them to only one shot on target. We're going to take you out to California to check in with our Jenny Chu. The overwhelming feeling is just disappointment with how they played tonight and frustration. What was it like living that match pitch side, and how dominant Mexico were and how deserving they were of that win?
Poppy, they were so incredibly deserving of that win, like you mentioned there. But this was a crowd of 11,600 people that were majority Mexico fans. I mean, you see them with the drums and their jerseys come out, and they were so happy to see the effort that Mexico put in. I then spoke to the player on Mexico, Captain Rebecca Bernal. I'm not sure whether you guys are going to play that interview, but she talked about how the crowd lifted them up from the moment they came out from warm-ups. So just knowing that they had that support here in Southern California also helped them so much, and that they dedicate this win to them because of that, you know? I really think that the game plan that Pedro Lopez had coming into this needs to be recognized. This is a U.S. side that has been so dominant over Mexico for so many years. For him to come in and make such a difference, a 2-0 win, that's not only a lucky win, it is an overarching domination. As Sam Coffey said there, they weren't able to problem solve. That goes a lot to the tactics, but also the heart that the Mexico women showed. I will be as honest as possible. I represented Mexico on many levels and on the youth level. This is a moment of pride for me. I mean, this is a team that struggled. I think in our World Cup qualifier, we lost 5-0 to the U.S. or something outlandish because the difference was so stark. But you see the growth in women's soccer around the world, and not just in Mexico, not just in CONCACAF. You're seeing it on all levels around the world, and that's something to celebrate. Women's soccer is growing so much, and the level is getting higher and higher, and to have this fan base here to support Mexico's win is something I want to make sure that I highlight here.
Jenny, it was so brilliant the way that Mexico came out and performed. I mean, they had a complete performance like we spoke about here. But on the other hand, were you also a bit surprised at the substitutions that the U.S. had made at halftime? And if so, what was your take on that?
Well, I know that Twyla said that they were going to have a lineup change when I spoke to her at halftime. I didn't exactly know what that was at the time because I'm in the middle of running from the tunnel to where I'm doing my hit. But to see Alex Morgan come on shows that they needed to find some answers in scoring goals. You know, I don't think Sophia Smith was doing that in the first half, but to give her a little bit more opportunity, I would have loved to have seen Jaden Shaw come in at that moment. I don't think Trinity Rodman was as lethal as she can be, but I do think that what happened was that Mexico really shocked them in the sense that they came out on the front foot. I think they're so used to Mexico kind of respecting them that they didn't know how to handle that. This is something that I talked to the Mexican players and the U.S. players about, that the Mexican players feel they're no longer intimidated by this U.S. women's national team is so much better than everybody else. I know I mentioned it in the pregame, but that's important because other countries in the world are also viewing it that way. When we talk about the World Cup, they're not going into it afraid. And I don't know what that says about the United States, but I think that shows the growth within the game to not be intimidated and to know that whatever you put out there, you can win, whether it's via the effort that they showed here, whether there's a tactical game plan or whatever it may be. I know you want me to answer a little bit more on the U.S. here, Ali. I'm sorry, but this is huge. This is huge. The U.S. was outplayed. They're already qualified, so I don't think that it's the biggest loss in the world. They can still come out and win this tournament. And this moments like these, when they lose, are great growth moments to make sure that never happens again, to make sure that when they have the Shibboleths Cup and the Olympics, they fix these problems. Being exposed to these problems is exactly what they've been asking for. They've been asking for better CONCACAF competition so that they can see where their holes are. And this was a great representation of that exactly.
How much does it mean, especially you growing up in the Mexican system and playing against teams like this, to see it come full circle and all of this hard work, how much does it mean to you and the players and the federation of, you know, this has been a really long time coming for this Mexican squad?
Darian, you're absolutely right. This has been a long time coming. I'm trying to explain to my camera guys that don't understand that I played on the youth system for so many years on both sides of the border, but then eventually playing for Mexico in World Cups, that this is out of the question for the team that I was on years ago. You know, we didn't even consider a possibility to win against the United States. So while I am a avid U.S. Women's National Team fan and supporter and want to report on them all the time and huge fans of the personalities, I didn't even see this as a possibility come 2 years ago. And I spoke to the Mexican players and they said not qualifying for the World Cup was a huge wake-up call for the federation, and it was a wake-up call that they wanted to come. They said that thank goodness they didn't qualify for the World Cup because it forced the federation to make changes that the players were hoping for a very long time. Moni made some decisions during that World Cup qualifier or during the W Gold Cup where we were covering on the ground that the players did not agree with. Some players being left off the roster that just didn't make sense to anyone that was involved in the program. And so for that to be forced for the federation to come in and bring someone from the outside, Pedro Lopez, they've talked about how him not being Mexican really helps. I know that it's sometimes criticized to not have a Mexican coach, but it really helps because he doesn't fall into the politics of being the Mexican national team coach that, you know, the different clubs want you to play these players. Pachuca wants you to play this. Tigres wants you to play this. He says, I'm from the outside. I don't need to play into these politics. And that makes an absolute difference to these players because he trusts them. He's confident in them. And you see it via their play.
Yeah, we really saw signs just of how far this Mexican team has come. Jenny, it's good to see you. Thanks so much. We'll see you in a few days' time.
Thank you, Poppy. I'll see you guys soon.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
Let's welcome in another member of the attacking third, shall we? Sandra Herrera to join us. What did you like so much about Mexico tonight? How did you feel like they were able to get the win against the U.S. in such dominating fashion?
I got to shout, Allie, with the confidence note there. I'm absolutely moved, I'll say, by kind of the performance that we just saw by Mexico tonight. I think that has, for the longest time, really been the missing piece for this squad. It brought back a lot of memories of that first failure to qualify. I remember in the buildup to that tournament, some of maybe the uneducated takes out there about the concept of, oh, there's a professional women's league now, surely Mexico has arrived. And some of us who have been around following this Mexican national team side, we're kind of like, pump the brakes here. We got to see how this team can perform. And they underperformed and they failed to qualify for the World Cup in 2019. And then there was some more expectation for them in that 2022 qualifier, host in Mexico for that entire tournament. And they fell short again. And that is what kind of stood out for me for some of those previous performances in tournaments where they were maybe had some expectations placed upon their shoulders to succeed and they fell short. There's been this moment where you see the confidence kind of crack at moments and times for this Mexican side and not be able to kind of break through, and knowing that they're capable to kind of reserve themselves as a team to kind of put together a good performance against another squad that is number one in the world at the time, now number two in the world, but just come up short. And we saw that in 2022 qualifiers with that very narrow 1-0 win where their World Cup hopes even then were hanging on a thread. So to see them come out in this final match day of group stage, put together this performance where you can look at it and say they were the better team on this day, I think that is absolutely an incredible story arc to kind of witness in real time for this Mexican side. There's a number of folks out there who maybe were a little unprepared for this result tonight. And I love that too. I love that so many of us are maybe reacting in a way that's pleasantly surprised. You know, getting the ball in the back of the net will help any team, you know, in big high stakes games. But I really want to take a moment to kind of show some love and really give some respect to Mexico's defensive energy in this game. I think in years past, for a lot of Latin American countries, there were these, again, very uneducated takes around the Latin American player where they're maybe smaller in stature and therefore less physical and unable to kind of maintain possession if you push them off a little bit. And I think we saw some of the opposite in that tonight. We saw a Mexican side playing with confidence. We saw them taking it to a United States side that they knew that they did not have a good record against. And we saw them playing smart tactically and physically when they needed to. So I think kind of putting together this whole package was very, very important. Obviously, the goals came when they came, and there's the highlights for us to go over those. But the cool-headedness, the calmness for players when they had to sort of make their defensive marks and sort of zone in on their defensive responsibilities, I think is a massive, massive upgrade and win for this Mexico side. A Mexican defensive kind of showcase is not something that we have typically spoken about when it comes to Mexican women's soccer. And tonight they walk away with not only a shutout, but a shutout against the United States.
Good stuff, Sandra.
Thank you all. I'm happy to be here to celebrate history with you guys.
picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Obviously, Ali, I feel like, you know, of course we're going to give Mexico so much of the credit tonight, but will the U.S. take away from this as just a blip, do you think? You know, you've been in the locker room in moments like this where you have lost and it feels, you know, it feels so significant in that moment. Mm-hmm. How do you bounce back from that moving forward and how do you chalk it up?
Yeah, it definitely feels, you know, in that moment super heavy, right? Because you want to win every game and you're out there and, you know, you're fighting for, you know, the number one seed and you're moving on to the next round. So all of that matters, but you really have to just go back to the basics and control what you're able to control, which is your work ethic and your attitude, and then go back and watch the film and figure out what we did wrong and then how we can fix it and then move forward into the next game. And they're going to just have to see who they're going to have to play, because then you have to study the opponent and figure out how you're going to be able to break them down in order to win, because the next round is where it counts, right? Yeah. If you win, you move on. If you lose, you go home. So it's difficult in the moment, but you honestly have to just, the next day, you got to brush it aside and you have to refocus and just reorganize and get back to the drawing board and control what you're able to.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network, covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.